One thing I hope I've made clear in my time here is that following Christ is not a private thing. It's not something we do just in private, but it's something that we must live every moment of our lives. Look at our Lord's healings. They weren't done in secret. You know, we see in the gospel today that he was very, very open in public with his healings. In fact, it came to the point where his life was threatened up by them because of when and where he did them. Our faith must also be shared. Look at what our Lord says today in the gospel. Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. He didn't keep what he wanted to teach quiet, but he spread it to the whole world, and he desired that it be spread to the whole world. St. Paul says that an obligation has been imposed on him to preach, that again, it has to be spread. St. Paul also tells us, all this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. The thing to remember about our faith is we believe in Christ and we follow Christ for salvation. St. Paul tells us, I have become all things to all, to save at least some. Being a Christian is about salvation, both our own personal salvation and the salvation of those around us. Sadly, in our country today, there are some who would make this faith private. Some in the United States that would force us to keep our faith private. Now, we know through our Constitution here in the United States that we have the right to freedom of religion. This is a right granted by the Bill of Rights, a right to practice our faith according to the teachings of the church without interference from the government or others. This is a right that we have. Sadly, in our country, there is a movement to force religion out of the public square. Some might call it the freedom from religion. You know, as a matter of fact, there's an organization in this country that says that. You can believe whatever you want, just keep it to yourself. Don't impose it on others. And of course, that word impose is a loaded word. It's saying that living and sharing what we believe is considered imposition on others. A phrase you might hear that's become popular in recent years is freedom to worship. Instead of freedom for religion, it's freedom to worship. It's the freedom to gather and pray as you like. You can come to Mass and pray and worship however you want, but it's not the freedom to express the faith and live that faith publicly. Now, this is an ongoing movement in the United States for some time. This isn't focusing on particular politicians. This isn't focusing on our current president and his administration. It has nothing to do with that, except that it recently came to a head with the Department of Health and Human Services mandate that all insurance must cover contraceptives and sterilization, with no religious exemption except a one-year grace period to implement this coverage. Now, this mandate violates this freedom of religion, this right to the freedom of religion, regardless of whether you agree with church teaching or not, that contraceptive practices are immoral. Use of the pill, use of condoms, and including sterilization is immoral. We still, as a church, should have the freedom to teach and live that teaching and not be forced to participate even remotely, such as through insurance coverage. It's to this reason that our bishop, Bishop Michael Worfel, has released a letter that he asked to be read at every Mass. So I'm going to read that at this time. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as most of you are likely aware, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a ruling on January 20th, 2012, that will force nearly all private health plans to include coverage for all FDA-approved prescription contraceptive drugs and devices, some of which are abortifacients, as well as surgical sterilization. These are listed among preventive services for women that all health plans will have to cover without copays or other cost sharing, regardless of whether the insurance, the employer, or other plan sponsor, or even the woman herself objects to such coverage. The exemption provided for religious employers is so narrow that it fails to cover the vast majority of faith-based organizations, including Catholic hospitals, universities, and social service organizations that helps millions every year. Though its implementation will be delayed until 2013, this mandate will call Catholic institutions and individuals to violate conscience or forego health care and face the penalty for doing so. It is an unconscionable mandate and undermines the religious liberty of every citizen, regardless of their faith convictions. Never before has the federal government forced individuals and organizations in our country to go out into the marketplace and buy a product that violates their conscience. This shouldn't happen in a land where free exercise of religion ranks first in the Bill of Rights. And yet, in mandating this action, the present administration has seriously weakened what we all hold near and dear as citizens of this land, in other words, religious freedom. We cannot abide by a decision that is so fundamentally unjust and contrary to the Bill of Rights. And we cannot sit by idly and allow this mandate to go unnoticed. In fact, many from other faith convictions likewise recognize the threat of this action. It is not a Catholic issue, but an issue of religious freedom and conscience. If this is allowed to stand, then what will be next? Let your elected leaders know that you want religious liberty and rights of conscience restored, and that you want the administrative's contraceptive mandate rescinded. As with my brother Bishop George Leo Thomas, I ask you to respond in two ways. First of all, we must continue to pray and fast that wisdom may triumph and that justice for all ultimately may be restored. Our country has so historically so prized religious liberty must not lose its founding vision. Secondly, I urge you to visit usccb.org/conscience. In order to learn more about this attack on religious liberty and conscience and how to contact members of the administration and Congress, urging them to reverse this mandate. Your voice is critical and must be heard. Please take time to contact Senators Baucus and Tester and Representative Rayburg, urging their support for the Respect for Rights of Conscience Acts, House Bill 1179, Senate Bill 1467. A sample letter could be as follows. Please co-sponsor the Respect for Rights of Conscience Act and help enact it into law. The Obama administration's decision to require even religious institutions to provide coverage of sterilization and contraceptives, including drugs that can cause an abortion, make passage of this measure especially urgent. Please ensure that the rights of conscience of all participants in our nation's health care system are respected. Yours in Christ, and then signed Michael W. Warfel, Bishop of Great Falls, Billings. Now, to repeat myself, whether you agree or disagree with church teaching on contraceptives and sterilization, incursion by federal government into First Amendment right to freedom of religion cannot be supported, must be defended against. The church cannot participate even remotely in immorality. We fought this and lost in Montana. We must fight this on a national level. We must practice and defend our right to freedom of religion, not merely freedom of worship. We must not be forced into keeping our belief in Christ private. We must live and preach openly our faith. We must fight against any government weakening of First Amendment rights, especially the right to freedom of religion. And we must remind our government the separation of church and state works both ways.